When you decide to run for public office at any level, there are a few priorities you really need to be confident with. One is that your ideas and stands on issues connect with enough voters in an obviously positive way. Another is that you, as a person, connect with voters also in a positive way. That second is proving to be just a bit of a problem for Hillary Clinton. As she once again tries to become president, my next guest with his new best-selling book reveals the actions and attitudes by Hillary, which have created the challenges and the enemies that she's now forced to deal with. His book is Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. He's a contributing editor for Vanity Fair, former editor-in-chief, New York Times Magazine, Edward Klein. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Chris. Wonderful to be with you again.
And a job well done, as always, with Ed's work. EdwardKlein.com is his website in case you need some catching up on Ed's writing, and that's the best starting point to do it. Well, you bring out so much about Hillary. The title sort of clues you into what some people, especially political junkies, would say would be overstating the obvious, unlikable. But I want to take this in a couple of levels. When you look at Hillary's personality, what are some of the situations and circumstances her personality has created for her and that she's forced to deal with?
Well, let's take a look at how she's dealt with the email scandal. Her use of a private email server, which she kept in the basement of her home in Chappaqua, New York. I'm not going to go through each and every step of the way, but as you and your listeners and everybody in America knows, she's changed her story time and time again. At one point, she said she kept this private email account for convenience, and she only had one email account. It turned out she had two. That, in fact, she received and sent, despite what she said, national security top secret emails on that unsecure server. I mean, on and on again. Then she said that she had the server, personal emails deleted. And then recently she said, no, it was her lawyers that did it. On and on and on. Why the deception? Why the lies? Well, if you look back at her history, you'll see that time and time again, Hillary has evaded the truth, dissembled. If you look at the polling of Americans today, they are asked, what is the one word that comes to mind when you think of Hillary Clinton? And a majority of Americans say liar.
When you look at, and of course, neither one of those being shrinks of anything, but you certainly have studied her actions and her words, and that sort of clues you in better than most people, obviously, since that's why your book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary, is a bestseller. Is it because, what's more of a problem for her, the fact that she is insecure, paranoid, or just hostile toward anyone who challenges her?
Well, as you say, we're not shrinks. We're not psychiatrists. We're not psychoanalysts, and we don't like to go beyond our own area of expertise. Why do people lie? Well, they lie because they're covering something up. They're ashamed or guilty, or they feel they may become vulnerable if they tell the truth. We have this sense that when we hear Hillary, I'm talking about you, me, and everybody else, when we look at Hillary on television, see her give a speech, respond to questions, it's pretty obvious to all of us that there's something behind what she's saying, that she's covering up something, that she's ashamed of something or guilty. I have interviewed tons and tons of people, maybe close to 1,000 people over the last 10 years about Hillary Clinton. Almost all of them who know her well and know her history say that she grew up in a household where her father was a brutal, offensive, harsh taskmaster who beat his sons and demeaned his wife and made Hillary's life a misery. And she pretended when she went out in public that all was fine and good at home, when in fact it wasn't. And maybe, I'm saying, because I'm not a psychiatrist,
right. Maybe
it all began there, where she, like a lot of children of alcoholic parents, pretend that their parent is an alcoholic and falling down drunk, and they look the other way. Well, I think Hillary tried to pretend that all was well and good at home in her personal life when in fact it wasn't. So what did she do? She went out and married Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton, she knew before she married him that he was a philanderer and a womanizer and that he would not be true to her. And yet she's been married to him for 40 years and has covered up for him too. So I think she's covering up deep feelings of shame and regret and guilt and what have you. But, you know, that's no excuse. She's running for president.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying, well, Hitler had a bad childhood, or whoever had a bad childhood. Well, that doesn't excuse their behavior.
Oh, with Edward Klein, his new bestseller, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary, edwardklein.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. When the first campaign and now this current presidential campaign started, the impression was, and I'm certain within Camp Clinton, the belief was that it was going to be a coronation to the nomination. But as you write in Unlikable, there's a speed bump in the road to that coronation, and people might be surprised. In many ways, it's Barack Obama.
That's right. I wrote a book called Blood Feud, the Clintons versus the Obama, a couple of years ago. When I wrote the book, a lot of people in the media said, what feud? There's no feud between the Obamas. He's making all that stuff up. Well, today, every astute observer knows that the White House, the Obama White House, and in particular Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Valerie Jarrett, their best friend and chief political advisor, are not happy and not backing Hillary Clinton for the nomination of the Democratic Party. They've been searching for an alternative. They think they've found it in Joe Biden. They've been sending Joe Biden on Air Force Two, the vice president's plane, all around the country. In fact, Joe is giving, I believe, a major speech today in front of a major gay and lesbian group. He doesn't do that without the permission of the president. He's campaigning already. They want to see Joe Biden knock off Hillary Clinton, and that's going to be a real challenge to her.
And you mentioned, too, within Camp Clinton, it seems like Valerie Jarrett's name always seems to appear at the front of the line when something needs to be done.
If people really want to know what's going on in Washington, what's going on at the highest levels of the Democratic Party, the deceit, the backstabbing, the deliberate deception between the Obamas and the Clintons, I would say with little, I'm not trying to be too humble here, but certainly Unlikable, my new book, reveals it all.
Talking with Edward Klein with his new bestseller, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. EdwardKlein.com is his website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Reading Unlikable helped me think back to the initial, what was planned to be Hillary's testimony in the first investigation to the Benghazi attack in Libya, and she had to pull out because a mysterious health ailment. We never really got a good, clear story back then of what it was all about, but when it comes to Hillary's health, there's a lot of questions being raised. Certainly, physical appearance brings about concerns, worries, and questions. And it seems like, yet with all those questions, there's none of those are being asked by majority of the media. When you turn back the clock to, let's go back to 1979. Boy, everyone wanted to know every polyp in Reagan's colon when you got down to it.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. And that is so astute of you to say that, because I had forgotten, quite frankly, about how the media treated Ronald Reagan's health at that time when he was running for president. Today, there is deafening silence in the media about Hillary's health issues. And yet, if you read Unlikable, my book, you'll find out exactly what Hillary's health issues are, because I go into it at great length. She has a tendency to form blood clots in her brain. She's had these blood clots not once, not twice, but several times. She fainted when she was in Yemen in 2011. That's a country in the Middle East. She fainted while she was in her own office in the State Department. In 2012, she was rushed to the hospital. Bill Clinton later said it took her 6 months to recover from that episode. He's been urging, Bill has, for Hillary to travel with a personal physician at her side all the time because he's concerned about her health. She trembles. Her hands tremble. She is susceptible to what I've been told are blinding headaches. She has insomnia. Now, I'm not saying this woman is unqualified to run for president because of her health, because I'm not a doctor. What I am saying is I know by virtue of my reporting that she has a lot of health issues that need to be surfaced, discussed, and analyzed. And so far, that hasn't happened. Unless you read my book, Unlikable, there it is, all laid out for you.
And we got about 30 seconds left here, and certainly you can read reviews of Ed's work, not just Unlikable, but his books previous to that. And yeah, he's got his critics, but to the critics, I'll pose a question to you that I would pose to the critics. Have you ever successfully been sued for libel for any of your work?
Not once.
So there you go.
Not once.
For those,
and in fact, all these criticisms, I would say, have resulted in eventually everyone coming around to accepting my reporting, which they've had a resistance to at first because of their political liberal bent.
Well, it is the truth, and it stands because it is just that, based on facts and insider knowledge. Of course, you bring about the questions of who are those insiders and why are they so freely open with the truth about matters. Maybe they just underscores the reason for the title of Ed's new book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. And to learn more about this and Ed's other work, edwardkline.com. Edward, you always bring us the truth and the facts, and that's what we have to exist on as a people, especially in an election year, but really at any point in time. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
It's great to be with you, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.